are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh my God. Hi, everyone. This is Dina Martinez with The Dina and Greg Show. Greg is in Mexico. Well, he's on his way back from Mexico, so he's probably all tan, wearing his honey hiders this week. So today, I've got the lovely, lovely Teddy Margus from... What was it?
The Queers of Comedy.
Honey. Hi, honey.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. I'm so happy to be here. It's cold, but I love it.
It's chilly. It is not cold. No, seriously, Friday, it was so cold. I could see my breath.
You could see your breath today, too. I couldn't see my breath last night. It was so cold.
I could see my breasts.
I could see your breasts, too.
They're feeling extra perky this week.
Perky-lurky.
I go get... Perky-lurky.
Perky-lurky.
I feel like a musical's about to occur. So I go to get laser on Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, get all that shit zapped off my face. It hurts so bad.
I know. I've had it.
And so they did it on... Face, oh, girl.
It does hurt.
They did it on my chest, which they do. That doesn't hurt so bad. Even around the nipples, it's kind of fun and exciting.
You like that.
So I know, and I'm almost done with my chest, which is so exciting because who wants a hairy chested breasted girl,
well,
you know?
There are some people out there that like that, but still.
Girl, trust me, not trying to have it. So she goes, after a year and a half of been doing this, she goes, are you on hormones? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, your boobs are getting really big. And I'm like, yeah. And because I was like, I didn't notice it, and I thought they had stopped. So, how's your week?
It's good. The weather, the rain, it's been insanity, but.
Insanity.
Okay. We need the rain, though, I guess. You know, to grow the flowers and the trees and to fill the drought, and we'll be okay. But I want it to be over, but I hear it's going to rain again.
It's supposed to rain, I think, Tuesday, but it's been so nice today.
Yeah, yesterday and today. And yesterday. Beautiful, but chilly.
Not chilly.
Dina, where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Girl, it is chilly.
It wasn't that chilly.
Oh, so
it was
cold.
It was brisk. I like to call it brisk. Then it gets really chilly at night. Anyway, enough about the weather. This has been a crazy freaking week.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Andy Dick got arrested.
For what? I didn't hear that.
Yes. He was in a bar in West Virginia. On his comedy tour thing, whatever. So he goes to this bar and he gropes the security guy, grabs the security guy's crotch and
he does for real.
Yeah, and gropes some guy and makes out with him in the bar. I'm thinking, if that's a crime,
I know, right? We would be in jail forever.
My ass would have been in jail. Oh, honey. Seriously?
I see him all the time at the comedy clubs doing comedy, and you just see all the comics, and he's funny. I think he's really talented to a point, but he is a mess, girl.
You know,
he's a train wreck.
We've all been there.
Well, yeah, I was there last week. No, he is. He's just so, I don't know. He was in the club one time, and we were...
This is Celebrity Gossip 101 right now, right?
I hope he's not listening, Andy Dick. Well, he can. He's in jail right now. Anyhow, I was texting on my phone, and he comes up and blocks it. And he was like, I don't want nothing of me showing up on YouTube. I'm like, I wasn't even looking at you, bitch. I mean, what is that? I'm texting on my phone, so...
There is so nothing of you going on my YouTube.
That's Andy Prick.
Gary Coleman got arrested, too. It's like arrest week.
It's arrested development.
Arresting news. Get closer to the microphone so we can hear you.
What did Gary Coleman get arrested for?
Domestic assault.
Oh, no.
Because the bitch ain't done it before.
I know, right?
I'm just like, seriously, you're a small man.
Now, what did he hit? Her hip?
With life. I don't know. It's all boom. I'm on a donkey punch you.
Really? He's at the right height. Oh, my God.
I fisted my girlfriend.
And I didn't have to jump. I was just at that level.
Ding, ding, ding.
Gary Coleman.
Just at that level. I like that song.
I know.
So what's the exciting news from you this week?
this week just has been crazy with, you know, booking shows. And January for the Queers of Comedy, what we do is we get together and we kind of book our year. We figure out what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. So right now there's like nothing concrete, but there's a lot of great feelers out there. So I'm excited.
A lot of great feelers.
That.
Any names?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, honey, I'm looking for a feeler or two.
I watched the Hope for Haiti Now benefit that they had. Did you see that?
I did not.
It was really good. I'm happy that everybody got together, but I was so obsessed because all the people that were on the phones taking the donations were all the celebrities.
So, really?
Yes.
I was, so you called in to donate.
I was like, oh my God, I don't donate nothing until Julia Roberts picks up. I was like, and you see them on the phone and they're like, you know, hi, this is Julia Roberts. And you hear the other person, I'm donating, you know, whatever I'm donating. And how are you? And it was so surreal to watch the celebrities like actually have to work, you know, man the phones and they're writing it down.
It's a call center. Celebrity call center.
It's a celebrity call center. Although Madonna performed, but she didn't work on the phone.
So why would she?
Just imagine Madonna going, I don't know how to work a phone or whatever.
How do you work a phone?
But it was great. Everybody, Jennifer Hudson was amazing.
She's stunning.
And she got so thin.
Really?
She looks amazing.
Hollywood does that to you.
Well, not that I'm thin is amazing or anything, but she looks so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she sang Let It Be in Beatles. And it just like tore the roof off everybody. But I love when they have benefits like that and celebrities go ahead and they sing what they, you know, they'll sing us, they'll pick a song. I don't like when they become like self-serving and they'll promote a song. Like Beyonce. Let's take Beyonce, for example.
Who looked, I saw a picture and she looked stunning.
She
looked,
and I love her, don't get me wrong, but she came out and she sang Halo. I'm like, girl, pick another song. We know Halo. We heard Halo. She threw in, oh, Haiti, I can see your Halo. Like she threw Haiti in there. You know, so I wanted to be like, why didn't you just sing Single Hades? All the Single Hades. I mean, like, it was just so horrendous. I was like, Beyonce.
Did she
sing
really
a spiritual?
Say that?
She did. She threw in Haiti, I could see your halo. I was waiting,
oh,
for,
Lord.
Waiting for the Single Hades, you know, but.
Single Hades.
Oh, the Single Hades. Horrible.
You know what's funny is for some reason I got on the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
And I started like looking up something. And for some reason, the next thing I know, I am on.
You are?
I am on your Single Ladies video again.
Oh,
and I'm
really?
Like, oh my God. This is too funny.
I love our Single Ladies video.
It's funny.
Go to YouTube.com and type in Queers of Comedy. We have a lot of videos.
You can
there.
Find a lot. Yeah. And there was this other guy that was doing it, and it was really crazy. There's have you seen the one with the clown lady? She's in a clown mask. Guys, she's doing it, and she's all excited, and she's like, okay, I'm ready. I got a clown mask on. I'm going to do a Single Lady video.
Oh, my God.
And she's doing terrible. The number, and you know where she goes down to bend down?
Uh-huh.
Her head banged on the television.
Oh, no, I got to look for that.
It was amazingly painful.
And that's terrible. I love,
brilliant.
But we all love watching that. We love
it's
people
true.
Falling and singing on the table and then falling off the table and
honey,
tripping. And,
you know that's true. We like a good horror story.
That's true. Like the time I fell off the stage at Here Lounge.
Shut up, you
oh,
did not.
God, I did.
I had these really cute shoes. Nobody cares about this, but I have these really cute shoes, and they're all elastic strappy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm all dancing and shit. All of a sudden, my foot slides out of my shoe, and my heel is like on the side of my foot, and I'm like.
Where was this? While you were performing?
At Here Lounge.
Oh, I know. That stage is short. So I don't, you know, you don't look down. So especially if you're like emceeing or doing comedy, you're just moving. And next thing you know, boom, boom, boom. I was like, oh my, you know, I was, oh my.
Oh my. So Friday, I also co-hosted Tony's On Air with Tony Sweet.
Oh, how hot is
on
that?
The show. It was really fun.
Really?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really nice. It's really fun to interact with the other hosts of the shows around in the station. And it was a fun show. And he had Alec Mappa. And
I like Alec Mappa.
Oh, he's darling.
He is. And funny.
He is darling.
Very, very funny.
Yeah. And
although he kind of
stole the...
Do you
know
who
that is?
Who?
Paul Katami.
No. What's it? Say it again.
Paul Katami. Uh-oh. I think I'm hoping I'm saying it right, because now I feel like super. He's all, that is not my name, bitch.
It's Pakatomi.
But, right? He is gorgeous. And he's like a fitness guru, and and then Allie, the first female to win Biggest Loser.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She was on two?
She was on two.
Oh, wow.
It was like a crazy-ass show.
Wow.
I know. I was so excited. And then, to top it off, yesterday, SAG Awards.
I know.
Did you watch them?
I didn't watch them because I'm obsessed with Monique. And did you see Precious?
I didn't see Precious.
Oh, my God. You have to see Precious.
I saw Legion.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll
Precious is amazing. And I want Monique to just win everything. Because, of course, you know, her comedy background. You know, and the fact that she just, like, nailed it out of the ballpark.
She did an amazing job from what I've seen.
Precious. Oh, that, to me, is, like, I aspire to that. So when the award shows are on, I feel like, oh my God, I'm so nervous when I want her to win.
Yeah.
So a little obsessed, maybe.
A little bit.
That's okay, though.
It's okay.
I'm here in Hollyweird.
It's okay. So some really interesting wins last night, you know.
Unexpected or?
Well, not unexpected, just interesting. Like, Drew Barrymore won, I can't even remember what it was for.
Oh, for
it was for Grey Gardens, but I can't remember what the category was. Right. But she was up against obviously Jessica Lange. I want to say Helen Mirren.
It's probably the same people that were up for Golden Globes.
Probably
too.
Mm-hmm. Just all these amazing actors and performances, you know, and Meryl Streep, you know,
right.
And who. Seriously, Meryl Streep is the most amazing actor in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just so, I'm so, like, my pussy's all on Twitter about her. Like, I can't even stop.
And she would love to know that.
I know. I want to tell her in person. So she wants to come on the show anytime. You're welcome. So, so excited. But when Drew Barrymore got up there, I mean, she looked honestly shocked. It was beautiful. I love that when people are not expecting to win and they win, and her speech was just precious. You could tell she wasn't prepared to win. She was nervous. She couldn't speak well, and it was
just humbling.
It was.
Yeah. Did Monique win?
Yes, she did.
Oh, phew.
She did win.
I don't gotta Google
was darling.
It now when I go home.
But what? One other thing is when Drew Barrymore won, Meryl Streep was on the sidelines.
Oh yeah,
and she was so excited. Yeah, she won. And that made me so happy because you see all these people that are like, why did she win? You know, but Meryl Streep was like, oh, yay. Yeah,
well, Meryl Streep is that now. Like,
darling.
They don't, to her, it doesn't even matter anymore.
But still.
She just wins everything. I mean, she's always. But she speaks still. And deservedly so because she's really, really good.
Unbelievable.
Although, so, in Julia and Julie or Julie and Julia, you know, I liked her. I thought she did a good job, but I don't know if it was award worthy, but
she did a great job of being Julia Child.
She did, and I liked that section of the movie. The other, you know, section.
I loved the movie. Julie.
I loved watching the cooking, you know, I'm obsessed with food.
Honey, trust. I did too. I want to taste. Sandra Bullock won for The Blind Side.
Well,
it was beautiful.
Breaking records, Miss Bullock.
I know, right?
My Lord.
But it was surprising too to me because she was up against some heavy hitting actors too. It was just really interesting. And Betty White was adorable. She got the Life Achievement Award.
I love Betty
and
White.
And it was just like, I want to squeeze her.
I know, I love Betty. There's a Facebook thing out there now to petition to get Betty White to host Saturday Night Live. Have you seen that?
No, but I would totally love it.
Somebody took the time to make a little fan page and a little petition to make Betty White host Saturday Night Live. I thought, now there's a real Betty White fan.
Well, they are really serious about it.
I
love it.
Serious about their Betty, their Rose Nylands.
Oh, I love it. So, things that are coming up. Tell me what's going on with you guys.
We are, like I said, we get together, and like right now we're putting together what we're going to do. But what's coming up in the very near future is every February we do what we call Queers of Comedy Go Blue. And that's blue in comedy realm is filthy. Because, you know, not that we're not filthy or dirty, but we try to keep it kind of general audience. But this show, we do it once a year. We did it last year. And it's where it's balls to the wall. oh my Lord, I can't believe he just said that. Or just, so that's coming up. We'll be around the end of February.
Oh, awesome.
And then we're also, this is a little sneaky peek. Nobody knows about what we're planning right now.
So oh, y'all heard it. It's an exclusive on the Dina and Greg show.
A Dina and Greg exclusive. We are putting together called The Queers of Comedy Presents The Roast Of. And then we pick like a local WeHo celebutard. And we're going to roast them.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, like you know how the roasts are so popular right now, like Lisa.
Is it
going to
be somebody that you really hate, or somebody
No.
Really,
it's everybody that we really, really love. We're going to like then somebody that we know that can handle being like tortured on stage. And the first one is going to be the roast of Jonathan Chang.
Shut up! I love it.
So it's the three of us, and then there'll be like three other roasters, and then Jonathan can get up there and just rip into anybody who ripped into him. So that we're working on that right now too.
That's fun.
No, it is.
That's so perfect.
It's very, 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 very fun. Yay. And of course, we're still trying to get on the gay cruise lines.
Hello.
Waiting on that still. We have the bookers come out and they see shows and
right. They
book a year in advance.
Shut up.
Yeah, those boys like to cruise them gays.
Hello.
To steal a line from one of my... that was you going, hello.
That was not cute.
That was, you know, the Alanis Good Ship Lollycock.
I love it.
Oh, my Lord.
So, I'm really excited. We booked a couple of people for... Like, our February is almost booked up, which is so exciting.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, next week, it's going to be Greg and I and maybe one of our friends, and we're just going to have a good old 2 hours.
Fun.
You know,
fun.
We just want to have fun.
Love it.
Have all you guys just join in and be, you know, just be crazy for next week's 2 hours.
Awesome.
The following week, which is the 24th, I believe?
No, of February?
It's the February, the 7th.
The week before February. Valentine's. A week before Valentine's.
February the 7th is going to be Ari Gold.
I love Ari Gold.
How hot is he?
I know.
And you may not know her by name, Naoko Mori.
No, not by name. Singer?
I know. Well, yes, but no. She is, you will recognize her from Absolutely Fabulous. She played Titicaca, Sarah. Saffron's friend, Sarah. She was.
Oh, she's good.
She's amazing.
What does she do?
She's
an actress, I know, but what does she do now? Is she still acting?
She's still acting.
We probably don't recognize her now, probably.
No, she just did. Yeah, absolutely.
Because she was real nerdy on that show.
Well, she was, but she's been in so many things, mostly BBC and British things, which she's like a West End star, too. Like, she was in, what is that show? Like the puppet show, what is it called on Broadway? I'm not a Broadway.
Oh, Avenue Q.
Yes, Avenue Q.
The puppet show
on the West End. I was like,
she's in that too.
She was in that. She is amazing. She was just in a series called Torchwood a couple of years back. Well, a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
whatever.
She was on that. Yeah, that was on HBO, right? Mm-hmm.
No, it's on BBC America.
Oh,
it was probably on Sci-Fi too. So she was on that. She's
for you,
unbelievable. So
the
I'm really
working
excited.
Your way up the ladder, Gina.
We're getting from gay celebrities to real celebrities.
We're going from gay celebutards. Meryl Streep will be sitting there one day. I can feel
it. You know it. So I'm really excited about having her on.
That's good.
Oh, so excited. I wish Ari Gold was going to be in the studio because he's fresh.
He is fresh.
But he's calling in from New York, so.
Really?
Yeah.
He's doing well, too, though.
He is.
Yeah. He's doing really well.
He is. So, wonderful. Well, we want to start off with a song. How about that? Let's give you some more Ben Roman.
We love Ben Roman.
This is his song, Girl.
My world, girl. Let's hear it for that bitch. She like me, girl. She's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch. She like me.
I'm the one who owns every groove, and I mean every room she's in. She's never on the move. We'll always get along, so long as you acknowledge. this. Don't feel aligned to what she sees right through any foolish, dumb bullshit. Please never underestimate, and don't you play any silly games, that's it. Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch, she right here. Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch, she right here. Her skin is silk smooth, her eyes sparkle like jewels. Her body's banging, she's the shit. Her lips gloss, she's always flossed. And baby, she's the boss. And do you think you can handle it? Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch, she right here. Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch, she right here. She's the one who's alone, you're resting bed. She never will. What you see is what you get. Don't you see she ain't never gonna change. Play by the rules, cause it's a game.
Awesome. That was Ben Roman with Girl.
The stylings of Ben Roman. Woohoo.
He's precious. We're going to have him back again someday.
He's such a nice guy, Ben Roman.
I know. He's precious.
He's amazing. He really, really is a hard worker. He really cares about everybody. He's a team player. He just, and he's so full of energy. And well, I don't know about
that. Did I say that? I didn't say that.
He's a provocative entertainer.
I know, right? He is very provocative. So, and evocative. So, I didn't tell everybody who's going to be on the show today, which is so stupid.
That's all right. We'll do it now, Dina. You got 2 hours.
I know. But you don't... We're not already now. Like 20 minutes I down. Know. So, we've got Chris Salvatore and Livonia Speaks from Sassy. And later in the show, we're going to have Cortez Alexander, who is a recording artist. And, this is such a fun show.
I want to stick around for Act Two.
So I know, right?
I'll be downloading that.
So we have Chris and Livonia in now. So say hi.
Hello. I feel like everybody. I'm the
You have
bluffer.
To scoot
he's,
up.
He's the marquee name.
You get really close.
I feel like
well,
I'm,
I know, but I need
oh,
you.
Oh, closer? Oh, hi.
I need you at the mic.
But I'm thrilled to be here because it's Dina Land, and I'm so, I'm like, my mind is exploding that you're doing this because... We used to have meetings in the bathroom at here, and
oh
now you have your own radio show, and I'm so happy for you.
I've come a long way, baby.
That's awesome. What kind of meetings in the bathroom did you have at here?
Board meetings.
Board meetings.
Oh, board. Were you bored at the meetings?
Yeah. Well,
mostly in an evening gown, sitting on a toilet, trying to finish my makeup before the show.
When your office is a handicapped restroom, there's nowhere to go but up.
It's
the dressing rooms at here lounge are great.
They're legendary.
They are.
If
legendary.
Those walls could talk.
Oh, really?
It's true. The people that have been in those bathroom stalls.
Oh, yeah. We have
in those dressing rooms.
One of the Queers of Comedy flyers was done in the stalls of the dressing room. Yeah,
and that was
our blue show flyer actually. But enough about me. Let's hear about you guys.
So,
I love your voice. It's so deep and
thank you.
Just vibrates my ears.
It's my
good.
Radio voice.
I was like, thank God you didn't say that to me.
Phone sex operator.
I'm like, oh my God. Yay. So, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
I'm really excited.
Thank you
to have
so
you.
Much for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. You're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
He's gorgeous.
Thank you.
He's not bad.
Look how precious.
He is gorgeous.
Stop. You're
going
to make me blush.
So,
you're blushing.
I forgot to tell you in the email, but you have to do this without your shirt today.
I do.
Oh, so, yeah, great. It's mandatory. Okay.
But the viewers can't see.
Is this it's not that?
We'll draw pictures. We'll draw pictures for them.
They can see it in the movie. Go to Video West and rent it for $2. It doesn't
disappoint. I don't
want
them to see it. I want to see it. It's a crowd. Well, him without a shirt.
It's a crowd pleaser.
So, Chris, you've got a lot going on right now.
I do. It's very exciting.
Talk to us about it.
So I was in this little movie called Eating Out 3. It's not a porn, sorry. Well, it's soft porn, I guess. Soft porn.
You get a little dirty, I'm sure.
Yeah, I get a little dirty. I get a little naked, too.
Fully naked? You get fully naked in it?
I do.
Do I get a screener copy?
Dina.
I'm like, where's the screener
copy?
We're
giving them away tomorrow night at Here Lounge. Yes. Starting at 9 o'clock.
Tomorrow night, yes. 9 o'clock, giving away.
And to my dear friend, Patrick, he is helping me put on a show tomorrow at Here Bar. Sassy Mondays, I guess you would call them, right?
That's what we call it. So, Sassy Mondays with a little twist Sassy of testosterone.
Our favorite Mondays.
A real
Mondays.
Live yes, boy. Yes. It's
a
so
real
exciting.
Life boy. Like a real life boy with talent.
Oh, thank
well,
you.
It's about time. I
know,
we're
right?
We're an equal
thank
opportunity
God.
Stage, and we give the crowd what they want. He's been at our show as a guest of, we did the Eating Out premiere release, mm-hmm. and we did the DVD release a few weeks later. And, you know, when people clap loudly for someone, you invite them back on the show.
It's true.
So we thought it was time to give him a headliner spot mm-hmm. at our big show. And
so what number will you be doing?
What number? 4 numbers.
Good. I want to watch you do Hey Big Spender.
Oh, yes.
He's actually a singer. He's going to do his real live music.
Really?
We're not making him
yes,
do Whitney Houston at all.
I am going to sing. I'm going to sing live. Oh, not awesome. No lip syncing. Not tomorrow.
That's a whole other show.
That's a different
That's
show.
Like a really different contest. He's really coming to perform, and he sings and he acts. It's good. Oh. He's a multi-talent.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, I'll be there.
You'll be there.
I'll be there.
Good.
Am
you
I ever
there?
Not there?
I sadly
there
will
more
not be
than
there.
The bar stools.
Because I'll be at home itching my nipple like I'm doing right now. Why am I doing
that? That's
sorry.
So sexy.
I know, right? I'm so attractive. I'm a bombshell.
Why are you itching your nipple?
Been
it's scratchy.
Stuck in this bra all day long. They want to run free.
Well, you're the one who said.
You should take your shirt
shirtless,
off.
Yeah, shirtless.
Let's all take
today.
Our shirts off.
Trust me, you do not want to see me without my shirt on. I'll put a corset and put rhinestones on my nipples, but that's as far as we go.
But it's so cold, our nipples are a little bit, you know.
I can't.
Firm.
I started trimming, and my trimmer ran out of electricity and charge, so I got like
halfway
I'm
done.
I'm spotty. I'm a little spotty, so that's going
to be... Livonia spotting today.
That's going to be a... Yeah, that's a pay-per-view appearance that probably doesn't happen at this show.
You can catch it on Night Flirt.
Oh. Hey. Oh.
What's Night Flirt?
Nothing.
Oh.
So...
We'll Google it later. We'll Google.
So, among being an actor and a musician, you're here for a cause.
Definitely. And tomorrow is benefiting Gay American Heroes Foundation, which is a foundation that I just started working with. And basically, the foundation brings awareness to LGBT hate crimes, people who have been bullied or, abused, let alone killed for being gay. And it's just a great foundation. The owner, I guess you would say owner, or the, what do you call him? The creator.
The founder?
Creator. Yeah, the founder yeah. is named Scott Hall, and he works out of his apartment in Florida, and it's such a great opportunity to bring awareness to this charity because it's such a grassroots charity that people need to know about it. And I think tomorrow... We're going to raise a lot of money for it. So
awesome. Mention
it's
the awesome. Charity again.
It's Gay American Heroes. You can find them online at www.gayamericanheroes.com.
Awesome.
So, that's amazing.
Great cause.
And Scott's like a one-man army alone on the other side of the country trying to make a difference for everyone in the GLBT community. Mm-hmm. It's like running up a hill that you can really never get there. So we're trying to give him a little bit of a base on the West Coast.
Right.
And that's what tomorrow's about. We're just rolling that's up awesome. Our sleeves and trying to turn our show into a show with a purpose and make
right
Mondays
on.
Fun.
We played that, your little commercial for it.
Oh, the PSA.
Oh, yeah.
Back on Trans Remembrance Day, and for some reason it's not going to play today.
But that's okay. You can find it. Find it on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Yes. And it's very touching. It's really, you know, I'm really.
I agree.
It turned
excited
out.
About
it turned
that.
Out really great. Yeah.
So, what do the listeners need to look for on YouTube? What do you put in?
Oh, Google "Gay American Heroes PSA Chris Salvatore." I think you can find it that way. Yes.
Gay American Heroes PSA Chris Salvatore.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like the best PSA. I like when he told me I did a PSA. I thought, oh, neat. He did a 30-second spot, and it's somehow going to be about him. It's not at all. It was. One of those, I actually got a copy of it and I played it at work on our computer. And, you know, five different people from five different backgrounds gathered around and were watching it. It was, I didn't know who directed it. He directed himself and just spoke into the camera. And it's completely compelling and will make you want to go to the website and learn something more about the charity. And that's why I said, let's bring your effort into our show and give the people what they want and spoon feed them a little knowledge as well. So if you haven't seen the PSA, start there. It's a great jumping off point.
Yeah,
good absolutely. For you. Now, how did you get involved with this?
Actually, through Facebook, believe it or not. Yes,
Facebook
Scott
is the thing. It's
Scott
like,
Hall.
Geez.
He contacted me on there and he sent me a link to his website and I looked into it and. I looked into his PSA, and there's other celebrities who have done that. Taya Gill from Queer as Folk has done one. And it just, I feel like once you've seen the website and you've seen these PSAs and you've seen the calls and you learn about adopting a hero like Lawrence King, who I adopted, and you go to the website, the instructions are very clear. If you go to the website, you adopt a hero, and it's for the traveling memorial that they're making to bring awareness to the charity and to these people who have fallen. But he contacted me through Facebook, and I went to the website, and I just, my jaw dropped, and I felt the passion come alive to
help
these people.
That's awesome, because sometimes it's really hard to believe that in this day and age that's still happening.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like, are you kidding me already, you know?
Lawrence King was 15 years old. Barely 15, and not even a year ago, has it been 1 year? We're sitting here on, I think we can say, Ventura Boulevard in Los Angeles, 45 minutes down the 101 freeway. A 15-year-old was murdered for having a crush. I mean, he didn't get, but bullying would have been a gift. He's dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so close to us. And
we're
so spoiled
that
to live
we
where
are.
We
live in a bubble.
But it's right down the street. Mm-hmm. And you know,
everybody talks about Midwest or the South, and they neglect to think like you know how far from us.
Yeah,
we experience that because you know wherever we go, we are in WeHo going yeehaw yeehaw, and then we get out of here and we're like roll the windows up like oh my god,
right?
And even it's not even like you know it's just past Long Beach.
Yeah,
right.
It's true. It's really amazing.
I'm afraid to go to Long Beach. Well. I'm kidding. I love it there. Come up.
Long Beach is the gayest city, aside from West Hollywood.
And you have to have three kids, though, to go to that festival. They're all so, like, married and reproducing.
I love that festival, because they're actual men and some little twinks running around, and I'm like...
Those are actually lesbians. It's like the Disneyland.
I'm like...
Hey, wait, what festival are we talking about? The Pride
Long
Festival
Beach
in Long Beach?
Pride. It's like
I love it.
You trip over the strollers.
Seriously, I'm so I get so excited because like Greg and I literally spend almost the whole day at the country tent, and I'm like, yes, cowboys! Woo!
Real ones.
They do know
and
how
music,
to party in
country
Long
music.
They do.
I love it. Okay.
I love country music.
I do, too. Where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Really? Where? Pennsylvania.
Outside of Philadelphia in the suburbs.
Well, I'm from Philadelphia.
Are you? Mm-hmm. I'm from Bucks County.
Bucks County,
yes.
PA.
Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my Lord. Is the Bucks County Mall still there? Remember that mall from back in the day? You're probably too young. I just aged myself. Kill me, Dina.
Neshaminy Mall.
Neshaminy Mall.
Oxford Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two.
They were my malls.
King of Prussia. Oh, wait. That's
King
of Russia.
Too far.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little too she. You know, we like Neshaminy.
I'm like, what? I'm like, I just came up with that.
Go there for a soft pretzel and a hot dog at Neshaminy Mall.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I do love a soft pretzel.
I've never met one I didn't
like. I know, it's true. I've never met a carb I didn't like. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. So, just to kind of go back to this, the Gay American Hero, we've got people like Ryan Skipper, Sean Kennedy, Philip Walstead. There's Gwen Arujo.
Yeah.
Probably you guys have probably seen the little show with was it Mercedes Rule that was in it? And
TV movie. Yeah, yeah. She was a transgender teenager, I believe.
Yeah, Private Barry Winchell, who just fell in love with somebody that was trans, and it was
Chris and I
horrible.
Were speaking about him earlier, and these stories don't have happy endings, and
not at
there's
all.
There's too many of them. There's too many heroes that need adopting. But right. What spoke to me was that someone coming off of a popular movie with a great catalog of songs and is riding a wave of good publicity, he could be sitting at the Abbey right now getting drunk, and he's rolled up his sleeves and is lending his name and time to a charity that's based on the other side of the country when, you know, priorities, it speaks volume. So I'm thrilled to have them coming to the show. We're going to actually do a series, I think, of three events for them, one every about 6 weeks. And keep trying to hit the drum and bring attention to them, to different groups of people, and get some traffic to the website. It's a starting point, you know?
Right.
So we'll be looking forward to the 1 million Patrick Lavonia texts.
They're coming. I'm drafting one on the way home.
Here's how it works. Yeah. The phone is over in the corner, and I hear... Bring. I'm like, oh, I have a text or an email. Bring. Oh, I have two. Bring. Oh, Lavonia
the problem is his iPhone, because we have BlackBerry, so his iPhone,
does it
he
all.
Can write an email in a text message.
Exactly. I write Bible
it comes
verses.
Out
They're long
10
passes.
Text exactly. messages to the BlackBerry.
And it is okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
And being an iPhone sister, honey, I am okay with it. I'm like, okay.
I know, you just read the whole thing. We get ring, ring,
I text because
ring.
I love.
No, and we love
and
getting
I will
numbers.
Text
love
for
love.
You and your charity when the time is right.
I know.
And I'm
know,
sure Quesadilla is going to call, and she is the biggest one who calls me out on texting. And I'm sorry, get a better unlimited plan. It's 2010.
Honey, I have a top-of-the-line BlackBerry.
And it's like...
he just doesn't want to be bothered.
The thing that's kind of difficult about that, though, is you can't, like, remove yourself from the mailing list.
No, you're all in it alphabetically.
You're stuck.
Right.
No, actually, I don't want to be removed from the list.
I don't either,
I do
but
love
I'm
getting
just
them.
Saying.
But here's the weird thing. This is the only reason why I complain about it. Is because when they come in on this phone, and they come in on your phone, too. They come in. So I wait for them all to come in.
I'm dying.
But you never know, like, okay.
Which one came first?
So then you're like, please join us.
Oh, they're not in chronological order?
They actually come backwards.
Yes.
Oh, that's just unfair.
So you have to, like, Rubik's Cube your way through. Yes. Okay, he ended at, so this next one. I get it.
Okay. I'll take that as constructive criticism. I will be mass texting on my way home from this show.
Yay.
I text because I love. That's on my business card.
Because you
hey,
love.
It makes me feel so popular when I hear those text messages.
But then people do. When you're somewhere, you hear bring, bring. People are like, whoa,
your phone's
Eddie.
Blowing
you're
up.
Like,
wow.
Wait till we announce our
just
special
Patrick.
Guests yeah. tomorrow. They're coming.
Who?
Tell us about the special guests.
We're hoping. You never want to jinx it, but you know, like we added a couple of performers to from RuPaul's Drag Race tomorrow. A lot of the girls are in town, and we're featuring Pandora Box. Okay. She's like the feisty, funny gal of the show this year, and we have Shangela, who's our hostess every
week.
Who
was on last week.
Yep. And, she was here, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. She's really shy.
Yeah.
She's so shy.
Yeah, we got to get flawless. That one out of her shell.
Yes.
I know, right? Yeah. Pull her out.
She does.
Awesome. So we're a promotional partner with the Sassy.
Oh, yeah.
And with the Sassy.
With the Sassy.
Sassy
and so I'm really excited to have you in finally.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. It's like as good as it's going to get for me. From the pages of Odyssey, this is a major upgrade.
And we don't even have like good bottled water.
It's okay.
It's just Crystal Geyser.
I buy six of these for $1 at the 99-cent store because they told me I had to drink six bottles of water a day for a week to get the stuff out of my system.
What's the okay?
From surgery. I recently.
You can see.
I can see. I can identify you.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, that's like a whole other interview, I feel. But yeah, lucky me. I'm doing really well for the people that have followed that. The perils of Patrick tied to the railroad tracks
the perils of
life.
Of
I dodged Poor, another
you know,
train.
It's so funny because like every time I have people that meet him and then they come back and around him and he's like, he doesn't even see him. And they're like, God, why is he such a bitch? I'm like, it's not that he's a bitch. He just can't really see you.
That's okay. It's
equally bitchy in the daylight.
The mystique.
She's still bitchy, but
for a whole other reason. Well, it's like I've told Teddy on the way and I'm here. I just fake it because it's so dark. I can kind of judge people off of who they're with or like the shape of their head when they come up to me. And half of the time I've literally been saying it for years that I just call everyone she or Mary. I say, hey, Mary. And they just roll with it. They know.
Hey, girl.
I can't tell. You know, yeah. After Teddy, Mikey and Corey are usually about two steps behind. Yeah. I just kind of roll with it.
Oh, there they are.
And it fits right there.
Yeah, nobody knows. Yeah. Some people don't know that anything's wrong, had been wrong with me. They just think I'm actually quite rude. So, you know,
it's good. I love it.
Yeah, I'm better. I'm going to try and be sweeter in February, and I see people in the distance and call them out.
So. See, I'm trying to be bitchier.
Not in February. It's Valentine's month.
Exactly.
No. You're supposed to be sweeter, like a hubba hubba heart.
Does anyone in the room honestly have a real Valentine that's like buying them a box of chocolate? I'm taking applications.
Not me.
Single in the city, right? Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing a post-Valentine Day benefit at Sassy on February 15th.
We should make it bloody, bloody Valentine.
Chris's co-stars, Rebecca Cochin, is coming to that one. And we're going to have a Monday party for all of the people that didn't get to properly celebrate on Sunday. And I think there are more people that would want to come on Monday than on Sunday anyway.
I think that's
I agree. Are we going to get chocolate?
Chocolate? We do better with salty foods than sugary ones. Salty makes you thirsty, and then the bar sells more booze, and I get to do another show. But it's a diaper drive, actually. The next benefit is for the LA Diaper Bank.
A diaper drive.
Yeah. Bring
Let's
a diaper.
Talk about this one. Yeah.
Are the Go-Go Boys going to wear diapers?
A variety of male people will be wearing diapers, myself not included. And we're hoping it's a warmer February 15th.
A diaper drive.
Dina's wearing a diaper and pasties.
Yeah, you know, it's like the dead of winter. We're all in a recession. You have to find a way to make going out on a school night fun.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly
what we do.
Everyone brings a diaper.
We're asking people to bring a diaper in lieu of making a donation. And
what's the cost?
The LA Diaper Bank. It's actually a part of Equality Network. You know, I think people after 2009 are just a slightly equalityed out. Mm-hmm. So they asked us to sort of help their sort of sub promotional wing, which is collecting diapers for. Families in LA that just honestly can't afford to get diapers for their young children.
It's nice that they're
a huge equality fundraiser, and they do so much for all of the people in Southern California's community, not just the gays.
Right.
So we're having a diaper drive. Pavilions is right across the street. I'll take rash ointment and give them free shots.
We've got a caller.
I'm alarmed.
Hi, you're on the Dina and Greg Show. Hello.
I am.
Yes, who is this?
I'm Teddy's mother.
Oh, that's Corey Schneider from the Queer Comedy.
Hi, Teddy. Hi, Mom.
God bless you.
Hi, Mom. How's the weather?
I think y'all are a couple minutes ahead of me because I was listening and I'm behind. But
I've heard that about you.
I love the foundation. I just checked it out online.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
We're going to work with them, Corey. We're going to work with them.
Huh?
We're going to work with them.
Oh, that sounds great.
I think so.
I love it. It's quite thorough. There's lots of information on there.
There's a lot of information.
So what you doing, honey?
There's lots of information. And Patrick, I'm glad you can see.
Thank you. I can't wait to see what you really look like after all these years. I'm told you're quite attractive.
He's a hottie.
Exciting. Please don't cut your hair between now and tomorrow so I'll recognize you.
I was listening, and then you guys were talking about Valentine's or something, and everybody was like, Patrick, you said, I don't have a Valentine. And Teddy said, neither did I. And I said, bitch, you do. I'm taking your ass to Bette Midler.
That's right.
There you go.
This Bette Midler last week in Vegas.
Shut up.
Really good.
Oh, it's so nice of you to spring in for me, too.
Yeah. When does the van leave for
Vegas?
It
leaves Wednesday at 10 a.m. I know y'all are busy.
Are the two of you going or all
and
three?
And all three of us.
Of
going.
Course
yeah.
you are.
He said, I That's know exciting. Y'all at work.
Well, put the strippers at Crave on high alert. The queers from LA are rolling in.
We are rolling into Vegas.
Tell our friend J.Sun, hey.
It's impossible to get tickets for Bette Midler. Corey had
Dana,
a contact.
I'm hugging you through the phone. I haven't seen you in forever.
I know, baby. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're
I'm
really
good.
Bringing out my accent.
I like they're both from Texas.
He's from Austin. I'm from Dallas.
Oh, nice.
And you guys have been performing at the Village. I know, like you've been doing Monday shows at the Village. I wish I could go. That's my show. So, how is the Village Variety thing? It seems like they've just got a great thing going over there.
The Village Variety is actually it's fun. it is, you know, I don't want to poo-poo it. It's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
But it's a complete variety
Hopefully
show.
Hopefully they're not listening
right
now. No. So, I know, right?
It's okay. You know, they don't
there
know who I
that
am.
There goes
But please come out.
But no, here's the thing. It is. It's like a watching a variety show.
Oh.
It is.
In the theater?
Like, in the theater. Oh. So you watch.
Like the Carrie Underwood Christmas special?
Kinda, kind yeah.
of. With, wow.
But with talent.
Oh.
No.
Ah!
They have.
I like Carrie Underwood too, but that's okay. We don't let that slip.
They have. They do an interview. Then there is a musical guest. Then there's a comedian. Then there's sketches. So it's like, to me, it's so much, but. I go to support.
It was really good, though. We went 2 weeks ago, and they had this pianist, and he played, like, 4 songs, which I thought was a little overkill, but he was really good. And so we were leaving, and I said, Teddy, I want to buy a piano.
Yeah. See, I love a variety. I just love that they're putting people up on a Monday, and I think it's great that people are getting booked and working.
It's a great
it makes me happy.
Space for it, too.
Yeah.
But actually, when I'm putting together a show, I like to think of the attention span of the audience. I like to think of... You know, let's take the audience from here to here to here to here to here, and then let's, like, you know, ease them down.
Right.
And when you watch this show, it's literally like a PlayStation game. You're like, okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, there's a singer. Oh, there's a sketch. Oh, there's this.
It's so, like life.
I guess because maybe I don't know where I fit in.
It sounds like my show, but abbreviated, because my show averages about 3.5 hours. It's usually a telethon.
Yeah, but your show keeps a level. Oh, I mean, definitely keeps a level.
It's the liquor.
They got the booze.
It's the booze. That's true. There's no booze at that show. Maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to bring a flask.
Yeah, you can't really take a thing into the theater.
What did you say, honey?
I don't think you can even take anything into the theater, because when I did it, I got so... cotton mouth. I couldn't speak.
No, that's true.
Horrible. I died. I did a set, and I just, like, fell on deaf ears, but...
It's hard for me to be on a stage without a Miller Lite.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
You learn as you perform. Corey had done a show there, and literally his lips stuck to the top of his teeth. That's how dry he got, and he couldn't talk, and it's like,
maybe you
we're like
cross promote and offer them the water that you're
I was like
there,
right? I mean I've anybody who's performed, you've been there, I mean, we know that happens. So I was looking around, I'm like, get him some water, get him something, and there's nothing to drink in that theater,
right?
So it's okay. I love that show, Village Variety.
Oh, good
I love it.
Start there.
Well, thanks for calling in, honey britches.
Thanks for having me.
I'll talk
Chris,
to you soon.
Good work.
Thank you
and
so
we'll
much
see everybody else. Soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Corey.
Bye,
honey.
I'll text you the website, the password tomorrow when I get home. Text it.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Awesome. I love it when friends call in.
That was
I
nice.
Love
so
callers.
I know.
Should I give out a number?
We do have a number. It's 818.
Should I Twitter it right now?
Twitter.
Well, we're coming close to the end of this part.
Should I give it to me at the beginning?
So I know. See, the problem is that normally it's sometimes hard to talk to people, and then we get people like my friends calling, and they're like, hi, and we're like, okay, we have our guest in here, and I'm like they're like,
yeah, they're
so Dina and Greg, and I'm like, and Selena Luna was right here. And you know what I mean, and so I just kind of feel bad, but it was fun. It's always fun.
We're maybe invited callers.
I think I know, right?
Yeah.
The thing that I love about the show is that I feel like it's our clique that we just welcome people into, and then if you don't get it, you don't get it, and if you do, you do, and
right.
You know, hey.
And if you like it, it's like getting hooked on crap.
It is. So, yay. So, Chris, Eating Out, tell us where you can get it.
You can get it at Blockbuster. You can get it on Netflix. You can stream it, actually, from your house if you have one of those fancy, like, whatever it's called.
Streamers.
Oh. Streamers, yeah.
I love streamers.
I saw those at Best Buy.
The streamers?
Yeah, I'm sure you can get it at Amazon, those places. Video West.
TLA
here,
Video. You
in
know.
West Hollywood. Yeah.
TLA. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What else do you have besides this charity?
Oh, you can buy my album on iTunes.
Let's promote that. That's awesome.
Search my name, Chris Salvatore, and the album is called After All Is Said and Done. And I also have a single that was actually the song from Eating Out 3. It's called It's You. You can download that on iTunes as well.
Awesome. Wonderful. We'll I have another caller who's a friend.
Do we know who
Hi,
is?
Max.
Hey, sweetheart.
How are you, Gorge?
Good. You're all talking about eating out and clicking, and it just sounded like I should join in this moment.
This is Max from Max and Friends, which is the show Coming on in just a few minutes on Channel 1.
Oh, awesome. And then the show we had a four-way on recently.
We sure did.
Ooh, wow.
It was fun.
It was. I miss your face.
I know. Well, I miss your voices, so I'm glad I got to hear you real quick before I go on.
You do too.
I'm going on to get off. You know what I'm talking about?
I hear you, honey.
Oh, Lord.
Just call just me in the afterglow.
But I just want to say hi. You guys always have such a fun show.
Thanks.
You guys are good people.
You know?
Dina's got good peeps.
You guys are really sweet.
Shut up.
Aww.
Dina, what do you do to get them?
Oh, honey.
Mostly expose my breasts.
Oh, that's all?
They're like, oh, they're small. We'll come on for pity.
That's right. We already know where we're going. We're going to Dr. Mark with those.
Yay! Hey, he's so cute, too, Dr. Mark. Oh.
You know Dr. Mark?
I got the pictures, honey.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, hey, Doc.
Is he Dr. Mark Warfield?
No,
give him a shout out. Keep talking about him.
I will talk about Dr. Mark.
What he look like?
He is hot.
Really?
And someday I think he's going to do my boobies.
Oh, really? Is that what he does?
Yes.
He does a little bit of everything.
I want to meet him, too.
He does a little bit of everything.
He does boobies, penile, legs, butt.
Mm, I love it. Does he suck anything out?
Chris is like,
that I don't know, but...
I'm due for a round of Botox for the forehead. Maybe we can do a little cross promotion.
Keep on going, guys and girls.
Awesome.
But have fun. I got to get myself out of here because I got to get ready. But I just wanted to say hi and I miss y'all.
Well, thank you. I miss you, too. Thanks for calling in and have a great show, honey.
Have fun eating out.
Bye. Bye. Oh, I adore Max. Awesome. So we're going to go ahead and do a quick break and play one of our next guest's songs. Every Other Thought, and his name is Chris.
Chris.
He's Chris.
No,
I'm Chris.
Our next guest is Cortez Alexander, and it's called Every Other Thought.
Every other thought, every other thought. Like a shadow that always follows, even in the dark. Like an ember in my mind, an eternal spark. The whisper that I hear on the line can still seduce, though you're far away.
Clark County 911.
I'd like to report a drunk driver.
Okay, where did you see them?
Someone's really drunk driving down Grafton Road listening to the Dina and Greg Show on LA Talk Radio.
Are you behind them?
No, I am them.
You am them.
I am them.
Would you like to pull over and listen to the Dina and Greg Show on LATalkRadio.com?
Yeah. I'll pull over.
Hey, this is Chris Salvatore. Thank you so much for listening to the Dina and Greg Show. They are sexy bitches.
You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
I'm really excited to have you again in the show. Once again, give me all your, like, where they can find you.
You can find me on iTunes. Just search Chris Salvatore. Buy the movie Eating Out 3 at Blockbuster, Netflix it. If you live in L.A., Video West in West Hollywood. I think that's everything, right?
And come
to my show tomorrow, Monday, Here Bar, 9 p.m.
Doors open at 9.
Doors open at 9. Show starts at 10 p.m. Come see me.
Awesome.
That's for a great cause. Also.
Awesome. We love it.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
And we're just wrapping up with fun facts?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Livonia. Thank you for listening to the Dina and Greg Show. Greg has never looked better. I love his new look, and I miss him. I want to come back so I can play with Greg. And you can ask me all of those provocative questions about people in West Hollywood. I will name names and positions where applicable. I will go there.
So names and positions.
And thanks for your support of our show on Monday nights.
Thank you for your support.
We love our brothers and sisters, and we take care of each other in this town.
Awesome.
We'll be back, I hope.
Awesome. Tell me the sets of the show.
We're every Monday night at Here Lounge. We are a drag show with a twist. We do lots of tie-ins and giveaways and special guests, and we've got a ton of so many one-of-a-kind people coming in February and March. We're already gearing up for our fifth annual Sassy Prom on Memorial Day of 2010, and the theme is five-year high school reunion, so we're hoping to bring a lot of people back that people haven't seen and
so
reunite
awesome.
Some friends and, you know,
that's
remember
gonna, that'll
when,
be fun.
When WeHo was fun and everyone had money?
Yeah.
We're gonna take it back to 2006 and just make it fun and nostalgia.
Make WeHo fun again.
It's like Madea's family reunion.
Back when Dina
Livonia.
Used to go out.
Remember when Dina went out?
I seriously do nothing anymore, and I kind of love it. I hate that. But
it's just a sign of the times.
I work. I work so much too.
Yeah, you have like three
jobs on our other things, and also speaking of projects that we've got coming up, we're so excited. We're so excited to be working on a project with the Matthew Shepard Foundation.
Oh, they're awesome.
And it's called, they are amazing. Yeah. And it's called Amazing Chase Catalina. It's going to be the 4th through the 7th of March. And it's like an amazing race kind of event. And,
oh, that's
and
fun.
Built in the ticket, is
Catalina
a donation.
Catalina Island?
Catalina Island.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
And it's like,
I go for the boat ride.
It's so fun. I'm so excited. And built in our in the cost of the of the event is a donation to the Matthew Shepard Foundation. You guys can find it at just go to Dina and Greg Show, and there's going to be a link there. It's not there now. Or you can go to Dig Into It, D-I-G, letter N,
number two,
IT.com, and click on Amazing Chase Catalina.
I would go to that in a minute. Let me know
we're
if
so
you
excited.
A cross promo at the bar, and we'll
definitely
get the word out. Definitely.
I like the name, Amazing Chase.
Hello!
Why isn't there a gay weekend on Catalina?
I don't know.
It's
I'm just thinking
so
that this may be the
affordable.
First time that a bunch of gays and trannies took over the island. And I'm like, So I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
Right. And it's celebrating Greg's birthday as well, so...
We love him.
Perfect thing. And then at the end of the summer, this is the big deal. It's not completely formed, but what we want to do is give a trip to New York to see one of our shows in New York.
Wow.
And we're just really excited about that. All the details will be coming shortly after Amazing Chase comes to completion. And guys, so many fun people coming on the show. So many fun. I'm so excited.
Who?
Well, obviously, Naoko Mori and Ari Gold, Sasha Sackett.
Oh, Ari's amazing. He's I just think the world of him. He's so talented.
And Naoko Mori, she was on Torchwood and all this BBC stuff, and she was in Absolutely Fabulous. She was she did a little clip in Spice World, which is... I love that movie. I hate that I love it, but I love it. So I'm really excited to have her in. Ari's actually calling in the same week as Naoko Mori. He's going to be in the studio fresh from Japan, so I'm very excited about that. Well, Naoko's going to be fresh from Japan. Ari's still going to be in New York calling from...
Unless she's flying right in from the studio, then she might not be so fresh.
Oh, no, she may not be fresh.
Have you met Ari Gold? Oh, he's so great.
I met him at the WeHo Awards.
I can't wait to actually, when he's in town and we get him in the studio.
He has so many interesting things
also
to
a shirtless.
Such a great songwriter, too. I really like him.
I do, too. I'm excited. And then Calpurnia is coming back in March. Really excited.
Yeah.
You booking,
there's more coming, honey.
You are booking.
There's more. Tabitha Coffey's going to come in. Mm. She said she was going to come in. We're still firming up a date. We're trying to get Ian Harvey. He just emailed me and said he'd love to come on, so we're going to try to get him in. And I'm so excited!
It's like everybody but the roses lady.
I know, right? Awesome. So wonderful. Thank you guys again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And our next guest is just right out there, so...
Awesome.
It was a pleasure having you in.
We will pass Thank you guys so much. Accordingly.
Awesome. And let me see what I can do here. I'm like, what can
Come
I do?
Come on, Mama. Let's do something.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. My name's Selena Luna, and you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
Oh my God, sorry. We're trying to say goodbyes, and I thought I'd have enough time, and then I didn't, and then,
Dina wanted a hug.
I did.
Oh, she wanted a hug.
He's so
him. He's
cute.
Adorable. He is.
He's so precious.
Well, you're going to have to go see him tomorrow night at Hear Lounge.
It's a Monday night.
It's a Monday night. You
it's hard for me. I used to do everything on every night and get up and go to work, but I'm 28 now.
You can go in and see your Valentine on Monday night.
Oh, he's so precious. So Cortez Alexander's just coming into the studio.
Yay, Cortez.
So we're really excited to have him.
Tell us a little bit about Cortez.
We're gonna have him tell about himself, what's going on.
Here he comes.
Hi. Come on in.
Hey, hey.
How are you, darling?
Hey, how are you?
Well, sweetie, how are you? This is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi. Have a seat. Pull up a mic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi. Are we on the air now?
We are on the air.
Okay, so watch your mouth.
It's no. You can
say whatever you want.
You
here.
Can say what you want, honey. This is internet radio. We love to fucking
internet
cuss.
Radio.
I love having a trash mouth. Pull up close to the mic and tell us about. This is Cortez Alexander.
Hello, my darling.
Hi, precious.
What do you want to know?
I was going through your, listening to your music, and I was going through your bio, and I'm so interested at your music is just really interesting. It's very much a jazz feel, and then it's got a little bit of everything. So how do you get your inspirations?
Well, I think, you know what, some people might attribute it to the lack of focus. I don't know.
I understand.
And
that,
listen to that voice.
A little bit of musical ADD, when I was making the album, it was just sort of about wherever I was at that time. It was hard for me to finish it because I was on the road with Liza, as you may or may not know. So when I started it, I had two songs done, and then when I took up with her, that lasted about 3.5 years. So it was very hard to complete the project when you're in Uruguay somewhere. So. It was just a question of whatever I was listening to at that time would influence me, and I'd be like, I want to do a song like that. I need to get my Keith Urban on now, so let's do that.
Good job.
Doesn't everybody need to get their Keith Urban on? Awesome. So you've performed with so many amazing people, too.
I have been lucky that way. I've shared the stage with Bette Midler and with Melissa Etheridge and... Florence Henderson.
We love her.
Florence,
a few drinks in her, and she's a little bawdy, crazy lady.
You're not, let me tell you something.
I know this.
That might be probably one of the biggest misconceptions about Flo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a
Flo-ho. We call her Flo-ho.
We do, too.
Do you really? Sure. Oh, my God, I love it.
No, actually, we call her Flo-han.
Oh, Flo-han.
Yeah.
That's so funny. She, for some reason, this is the craziest thing, but when I go to New York, I, for some reason, tend to have her on my flight. Like,
really?
Yeah. She almost, like, seriously, three of the times that I've gone to New York out of the eight,
Flo-han was in.
She has been on our flight.
No kidding.
The first time I saw her, I was working for the airlines, and so I'm like, "Hi, it's very nice to meet you. I'll be your flight attendant. Will you sign my menu?" And then all of a sudden, like, I just see her, and I'm like, "She's on my flight. That's so crazy. What are the chances?"
I know. See, so I did a play with her a long time ago. Called Alone Together, and Craig Bierko, you know, the actor Craig Bierko, he played my older brother, and Florence played my mom, and Robert Reed was my dad, and it was sort of a whole package thing.
Wow.
And the show got swell reviews, and we were going to be extended and move on, and we were supposed to come into the Westwood Playhouse, and the week before we were supposed to start rehearsals for that, Robert Reed passed away.
Oh.
So it was terrible.
And
but
terrible.
Florence has always been great, and we see each other pretty periodically, so it's nice.
Awesome. We'll tell her one of her flight attendants from years ago said, "Hey, girl."
I'll say that. Hey, girl.
Yo, Flo and Dina said, "Hey, girl."
Dina Martinez says, "Hey, girl." Yeah. Who? She was stalking you at the airport last trip to New York.
You signed her menu, damn it.
I know, right? Do you not remember that 10 years ago? I mean, 8 years. I mean, 5 years. I'm 27. Leave me alone.
There's going to be a Florence Henderson tie-in in a minute.
I can. With you?
Yes.
Because I'm like, I don't have a... I need a... Okay, let's work on this. Okay, let's do it.
What the tie-in is well, down the road as the interview progresses, one of the questions that I'm pretty sure you were going to ask was, and what is coming up around the corner for Cortez and Alexander? At which point
I didn't even think about that question.
Oh. Well, okay. Then maybe... And I'll save you the trouble of having to think of it.
Tell me.
I'm doing a series of shows at Joe's Pub in New York.
I saw that the
end of February and March. And who happens to be playing the same room the week before us?
Oh, wow.
Our lovely Flo-han.
Oh, wow.
So that's the tie-in there.
I love it.
You just can't shake Flo.
I know. And then the other weird...
She sticks around.
There's another level of the Flo-han thing now that I just realized. The guy that is the booking agent for my singing group is also her booking agent. So it's even a smaller world. So
there you go.
And that's pretty much all I have to say about Flo-han now.
Well, one more thing.
Girl, I'm so done.
You may need to grow your hair long in the back a little bit and keep it short on the sides. Like
she was mullet when mullet wasn't cool.
Only she can rock it.
I know it.
I love it.
I need that avocado green.
I know, right? Who doesn't? We just played one of your song, Every Other Thought.
How'd it go?
That's what it says, Every Other Thought. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, good.
I really enjoyed it. I actually ran across your album out of this... I work for this little magazine thing. I don't really want to talk about that, but your CD was in there, and I pull all these things out when we're done with them. So I pulled it out, and I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to it. So I've had it for a while, and so this is really interesting. I'm very glad that the PR Grapevine...
Uh-huh.
Got in contact with me and told me about you.
I love the vibe.
So, I know. They're so sweet.
The sweetest.
Steven's been working with me unbelievably, so I'm very excited to have all you guys in.
He's great, and he's such an easy hang. You know, sometimes those press people, they could be a little...
Can you explain?
Okay. You wouldn't go into that place.
I just want to explain. Welcome to the Dina and Greg show.
That's where Dina goes. Okay.
Sometimes those press types can be type A, but he's so not.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Right on. So,
So let's see the album.
I
want to see there what you go. Like. Flawless picture.
Oh, I know these pictures sexy. Are so good.
Well, we love our Photoshop.
I'm all,
don't we?
Man. I'm all, we were about to do a shirtless, interview.
Oh, really?
Huh.
I'll be waiting.
I'm like, he's all, take your top off. I'm like,
show us your tits.
I love it. They're small. They're mean.
We have to throw her some beads.
Oh. I'm all
we'll call Liza for that one.
Does she like to show her tits?
No, she likes to show her beads.
Shut up.
That's what she likes.
I love it.
Oh, I love it. Her
right
beads.
On. Mm-hmm. You've had an interesting life.
Yes, I have.
Juilliard.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was
when you were
13.
Wow. Juilliard.
That was horrible.
It was horrible.
It was terrible.
Really?
Yes. It was awful. In a nutshell, here's what it was. We lived here in California, and I had about 3.5-4 years of piano lessons under my belt. Juilliard auditions come up. I got in. I was the youngest in the pre-college division. My whole family, my mom was a fashion designer, and she wanted to move to New York. Right. And everybody packed up, went to New York. I was there about 5 minutes. I mean, it was not the place for me. Suddenly, you know, I was used to being kind of the big fish in the little pond, Mrs. Lipton on Crescent Heights, you know, and going right. last in the recitals. And now all of a sudden there's Vladimir and Sergei and Ho Chi Minh and all these other kids that can play, you know, rings around me. And I'm just like, I'll never be like that. And all I wanted to do was, you know, surf and skateboard and be a regular kid. And it just like totally took the wind out of my sails for the music. So
how long did you go for?
I was there about 5 months, and every day I was like begging, please, do I have to go? I don't want to go. And my parents put me in a special school where they arrange your academic schedule around your whatever you're doing extracurricularly. Mm-hmm. Right. So I would be like in music theory from 9 to 9:45, and then go back to school for math and history, and then go back for solfège. So it was like every day everybody's schedule was different, and it wasn't just me there. Like in this school, there were athletes and actors and models and kids on Broadway, and you know. All different kinds of people. So you got a real well-rounded sort of sense of culture, opera and ballet, right. ballet and, you know, everything. So maybe that could be why my record is kind of screwy that way. Right. I mean, I love the best of whatever each genre is. And it's just, it's not so much like me trying to show off or try and be like, oh, look how versatile he is. It's not from there. It's that I really do like...
All
you know, I love Prince. I love Frank Sinatra. I love Keith Urban. You know, all of that stuff. If it's the great, if it's the best at that thing, it's you can't go wrong. So, but anyway, Juilliard. Although now that I think about it, I'm glad that I went, even though it was for short, because now I have a grasp on technique, and I know now as a songwriter what it is that I'm playing, and you know what everything is, and it kind of just makes the process go a little quicker.
And it gives you not only the what, it gives you the why, and you know, and that's really important. Yeah, in any field, really.
Seriously, and, you know, though, music theory.
I know. But it makes it easier if you know. Although nowadays, you know, now with sampling and all that kind of stuff, you know that group Coop. Have you ever heard Bob Coop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're swell. You love them. They're kind of loungy and okay. It's the top down in Monte Carlo kind of music. You know, it's all of that. It's
I love Monte Carlo.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
I know, right?
Well, let's talk about Monte Carlo, shall we?
I haven't been, but tell me.
Oh, okay. I stole a bath mat.
I'm just kidding.
Hotel de Paris.
Yeah, love it. Sure.
Yeah, but Coop. This is a group out of Sweden, and their whole thing, the way they make the music, it's all sampled, and so it's
and then
all
they put it all together.
Yes,
and
it's all just random. Like they just listen to the sounds and then put it all together. And I think they don't know what they're doing. They just know that the key, that everything matches, and that it all goes.
Right.
But me, like I'm all that's a G major 9, and that's it.
Right.
But to work in that kind of haphazard way and not really know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I have no point.
It's when it comes down to it, it's really interesting because artists tend to learn different ways, obviously.
Right.
But theory for me, like, because I was going to be a vocal major.
Really?
Vocal. Yes.
And then your voice changed.
And then it deteriorated a little. I did folk kind of things for a while, but I was a lesbian artist for a while.
She was granola
without the pussy licking.
Dina was granola.
I decided I was so granola. Anyway, that was back in the day, and so it's really interesting to me when people like get that. Was that something that did it come easy for you, or was it just something that you were able to incorporate in your?
No, it came. I mean, it didn't come easy to me at the time I was doing it because I was in so hate of being there that like they were looking at me and I was just like, I gotta get out of here. I'm so miserable.
And plus, you're 13. I mean,
plus
come
13.
On.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just, you know, your body's going zing, zing, zing. Went the trolley.
Mine's doing it again.
Well,
now.
Now.
She's going through puberty all over again.
Speaking of which, they're kind of sore, but anyway, back to you.
Always. No, you know, I just, the theory thing, I kind of just figured more of it out later on. You know, once the dust settled and I realized I didn't have to go to that horrible place anymore, I was like, okay, let me try and have fun with music because it is something I still can do and I kind of do like it.
So institutions like that, I mean, although they, of course, they're like held in high regard, but if you, as an artist, it stunts you. It kind of, you're not free, and I believe you need to be free to create art.
Definitely their way or no way.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's just like, it's not just them. I mean, there's.
My first day there, I'll never forget this if I can say this. My first day there, they said, okay, they didn't say it this way, but they said, when you sit down at the piano, your dick has to be lined up with middle C. And I thought to myself at 13, and this is going to make me a better piano player? Like, how is that going to help anything?
When your dick is lined up in middle C. Yeah.
You're at Carnegie Hall, baby.
True, honey.
Well, you were thinking of the other middle C.
I was wanting another middle C.
Gina's thinking of another middle C.
Ba-dum-bum. Rim shot.
Speaking of the rim shot. I don't. Sorry. Poor thing. You did not know what you were going to get into, did you?
I can feel that my face is red as a tomato right now. That's okay.
Well, awesome. We're going to play another song, If I Only Had a Brain.
Okay.
Do you want to introduce it? Tell us about it.
It's If I Only Had a Brain. And, I'll tell you a little something about it that three people might think is interesting. It's, the thing about making this record that was the most surprising to me was how nowadays you don't really have to sing anything straight through. I come from theater where, you know, you started and you ended and that's it and the best, that's it. Well, here, they drop in T's and S's from other takes and everything is just then compiled. So halfway through the record, I was thinking, man, I don't even know if I can get through a song from start to finish. Like, I was listening to 88.1 in the old days, like Ella Fitzgerald, they would just push the red button and off they'd go and that was it. Like, that's the big boy skill to do that.
Right.
So I thought, I need to just remind myself that they can push the red button and I can actually bring it out. Mm-hmm. So If I Only Had a Brain was, we did two passes of it. And I said, just, this may work, it may not work. And I said to my producer, and I said, just hit the thing and tell me what you think. And I played it, and this is, and I think it was the second take.
So it was, and it's one all the way through.
One continuous
now,
pass.
Now, it's, you write?
I do. I didn't write If I Only Had a Brain. That's Harold Arlen. It's from that's the Wizard
of
Oz.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So, Cortez Alexander, If I Only Had a Brain.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. In my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy. If I unravel everything
Hey guys, this is Cortez Alexander, and you are listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
Oh, that was so loungy.
Oh, my Barry White boy.
I love it.
That was loungy.
So the whole, that was a beautiful song, by the way.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Thanks. Now everybody's all sad. Oh.
We were just talking about serious things with Chris Salvatore just a few minutes ago. So no, I love it.
So rumor has it there's a video to that song.
That's right. It was directed by Chad Cooperman, who's a very swanky, fancy director guy, and it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah,
on the YouTube. There?
It's on the YouTube there.
And we can keyword what in there.
Cortez Alexander, if I only had a brain.
Oh, that's not that hard to remember.
It's not. Good.
If you had a brain, you'll do it.
Who needs a brain when you've got all that?
So. There you go.
Awesome. So you got into music when you started playing the piano.
Yeah. What basically happened was I got into music with a piano thing, and then I was playing piano for other kids' auditions in school, and then my voice changed. And then they were like, "Wow, you might be good at singing." Yeah. And I thought, "Well, that's better than playing piano for other people. Let me do that."
Right.
So that's kind of how it started.
And ever since,
yeah,
yeah, that's amazing. So, are you doing your solo stuff, or you have a trio?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my right now. I'm doing a lot of a lot of press and PR for my album as well. But one of the side projects that I have is my old singing group, The Tonics, with whom I sang 15 years ago in New York.
Oh wow!
I know, this is crazy. It was a total happy accident. We all got together. Somebody took a picture of us, put it on Facebook, and the next day there were 9,000 messages from people saying, "When are the Tonics getting back together?" Da da da. And we're like, "Get back together? Who would have thought of that?"
I know, how crazy is Facebook for that kind of stuff.
It's insane.
It's insane.
It's another job.
But you know what? Honestly, it works. It works. I mean, other than having to play Farmville or being poked as a networking site,
I know
it works.
It's amazing, and because of this, now my group is getting back together, and we're doing these shows in New York at Joe's Pub. As a matter of fact, we're going to be at M-Bar for anybody who's here in L.A. We're going to sing. Daniel Datzer is doing his show on March the 13th. Isn't that right? And we're going to do a few numbers there at M-Bar on March 13th. So that'll be really fun.
We love M-Bar. Dina, you did our show.
I did there.
Yeah, it's good there. They've got nice sound there, and the people are really nice.
They're really nice. They have great food.
Yeah.
M-Bar, the corner of Vine and Fountain.
There's a very fancy, like a salsa place next door that I need to experience. Have you been to that?
No, I haven't.
I
live right over there. I call it Tranny Hookerwood anyway. And surprisingly, no, I have not been over there. I've just been to M-Bar because I did the show there, and I saw these guys and a couple other performers there. So Uh-huh. It's a great venue.
Yeah, it is. It's really great. Great sound, great lights.
And that's on again?
And great food. Fine. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I said
no. Food. What date?
I'm sorry, I'm cleansing.
What date?
March 13th.
March 13th. Yeah. I'm like, on?
Yeah.
And then you're going to be in New York.
Then those shows in New York are February 28th and March 8th. The March 8th show is a benefit for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS.
Oh, right on.
And good. That'll be at Joe's Pub.
Right on.
In New York, Joe Papp's Public Theater.
Yeah, Joe's right. Pub is great, too.
I love that room, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. That's really good.
Fun.
Yeah, it's really good. In fact, we just shot the No Hate campaign with a... Mm-hmm. We just shot one of those. Yeah. For people who don't know what I just did, I just sort of pretended like I was drawing on my face.
You shot it at Joe's Pub?
No, we shot it at Adam Busca, who's the photographer.
I did one with
him. Did you?
He's a great guy.
Sweet, isn't he?
And hello, he made me look like $1 million.
I know. Talk about Photoshop.
I
want
to do it. I just haven't had a chance.
It's not Photoshop. It's the white thing around the lens.
What is that? Oh, it is? You have to, okay. Because you'll kill your picture. You'll kill it.
I would.
You have to call Steven. You call Steven to make him set it up because he'll do it for you.
Okay.
You didn't do one yet?
No, I haven't.
You need to do one, Mama.
Greg and I wanted to do one, and I was at the California EOI, and they were doing
it.
And I just didn't have a chance to
do one with him. It'll be great. Oh, you'll rock it out. You'll kill it.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, you would rock it out.
I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen some of the pictures of people that I know are not that good looking, uh-huh. and then I see their pictures, I'm like, what?
I know. I had it on my Facebook for like forever, and I was like, okay, I have to really like say goodbye to it for a minute before I resurrect it.
After I took mine off my Facebook, they did a gallery showing here early on.
Uh-huh.
And mine is 30 by 30.
Yay.
Above my bed. Hello, Hal Goldie Hawn.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Actually, I thought it was awesome, too, until, you know, you might have someone come over, and they're like, wow, you really think highly of yourself, don't you? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I mean, oh, my God.
Hey, listen.
Yes, I do.
Nothing wrong with that. Liza's got 4 Warhols in her apartment.
I know, and that's what I'm saying.
So it's like, hello. Come on now.
It's old time.
If you got them, work them.
It's old school.
They shouldn't be taking up space in your basement.
If I could afford 3 more, I'd have 4 up there, too.
Somebody's got to see them.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello.
Every night before I go to bed, I stand in front of that picture and I say.
I pray in front of my picture every night.
Yeah, you got to while you're at your peak.
I know, right?
You know, cause I don't know where it's going to go from here. But
honey, let me tell you about a peak. Peak is over.
Peaking at that middle C.
No, don't say that.
Oh, stop it, darling.
No, don't say that.
I still turned out a good picture.
Do you know Coco Peru?
I don't know her personally, but I know who she is, absolutely.
Oh, you guys would be great pals.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to have her on the show, too.
Okay, we'll have to make that happen.
She's funny.
She's really funny.
I've seen her, and she kills me. And one of my favorite movies ever was Trick.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Have you ever had cum in your eye, Gabriel? It burns. One of my favorite lines. I mean, seriously, how can you not use that for the rest of your life?
That's what I'm saying. On Logo, they are doing drag. Comedy is a drag.
And yes, with Coco Peru, Jackie B, and Varla Jean.
Oh, gosh, those are old names from the past.
I know, but they rock it. It looks really amazing. Yeah.
No kidding.
I wanted to go to it live, but I didn't get to see it.
We'll get to see it.
But I adore Jackie B.
Can I just say I'm really excited about
RuPaul's Drag Race?
No.
Speaking of, it is Drag History Month, apparently, according to Logo.
Oh, really? What, February?
January.
Oh, January. Oh, wait a
second. So it's almost over. I just found out.
So how many more days we got?
I love my Nina Flowers.
Oh,
Nina kills.
I'm sorry. That's unbelievable. She kills. That's amazing.
Obsessed.
She's such an artist. And it's not even like she's a drag queen. She's just this amazing artist.
No. That is a before after that's like, it's shocking.
That inspired me to put makeup on my face. It did. No, it really did. I
thought that was me.
Well, no.
No, it was the hairpiece.
The hairpiece was you. Actually, it looks like what you're wearing right now.
This is my real hair.
Remember my little thing? What happened was my friend, one of the queers of comedy, it was his birthday and he wanted to do like, birthdays are a drag. So all of us got together. So all of us got together and we went out and drag. So, all right, whatever. I made the green J-Lo dress and I found this little thing, wiggy thing that I clipped into my hair.
It's a wiglet.
Yeah, I stuck it here and it came like that. And I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh my God, I look just like Dina Martinez. And then I was out on the town and who do I run into? Dina Martinez.
Oh,
and I was like, Dina Martinez, I look just like you.
I was like, oh my God, it's my daughter.
It was cute. And then it made me want to do it again and again and again. I had to put the wiglet away.
Now it's a dog toy.
Yeah. Now the dog has it.
Or a duster.
Right.
No, I still have her on the shelf. I nicknamed her Dina. That wiglet's name is Dina
Little
Wiglet.
Dina Wiglet. Awesome. So how can we find you?
You can find me at CortezAlexander.com. Okay. Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S. Alexander.com. Yes. And that's it.
And there's another hot picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see the other hot website. Picture. I didn't know it's on the website.
It's the big website I hope picture. That one.
That's, who's the guy that took that? That's Lewis Payton took that.
Lewis Payton?
Lewis Payton is, he shoots a lot of, you know that magazine DNA out of Australia?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He shoots those guys. Mm. As a matter of fact, I was kind of mad because I've seen that blue tile on naked people. And I'm like, I've been in that shower, man. I know you're double dipping with your backdrops.
God, that's hilarious.
Using that blue tile.
I love it. So everything that you need to know is right there on the website.
That's it.
You can also find you can find your video on YouTube.
And you can find me on Facebook too.
And there are lots of photos everywhere.
Dina, you love just photos. You love men, Dina.
I love men.
Good for you.
Well, men love you.
I wish they'd love me more.
They do.
I'm all.
Me too.
I'm all. They love me. They just don't love me.
Damn it, they love me.
They will get there one of these days. Lord. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you so much
really
for having me.
I really appreciate it.
It was my total pleasure. Anytime.
Stop it.
Anytime.
I'm definitely going to have you back. So
great.
And all the best to you, my friend.
Thank you, my darling.
And I will see you soon.
You bet.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Let's see what we've got here.
You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
All right, this is Shangela from Season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race, and you're listening to The Dina and Greg Show.
Awesome. So thanks again, you guys. Have a good night. You guys can visit CortezAlexander.com, C-O-R-T-E-S, and listen to his music. Check it out. And we also have a free copy of the CD.
And it's
Swell.
Signed.
And it's autographed. Ooh. Bye, guys. Darling. Anybody that wants it, what can we make this interesting? Email info at DinaAndGregShow, DinaAndGregg.com. And let's see what.
Wait, what is it? DinaAndGregg.com or
DinaAndGregShow?
You said GREGG.com. You did
not
put in the SHOW.
DinaAndGregShow. GREGGSHOW.com. And what should
first
we.
Email.
The first email. To that email address will get the free signed autograph. I broke the chair.
Dina, we weren't going to talk about that.
No.
Okay, so while we were playing that song,
I feel so bad. I'm gonna
we hear in the studio, and I'm like, what was that? But, you know, you have to remember.
And Ronan's
composed.
Looking at me like now, like,
Dina. Charge Dina, Ronan.
Oh, no, my God. I'm so in trouble.
It was an accident. Accidents happen.
I know.
It's accidental.
Okay.
Yes, dear.
I love you.
She's putting me in my place. Go,
no,
mama.
That was just, we've still got, a little time.
Well, let's talk about something.
So talk about it.
Talk about the Master Cleanse that I'm on.
Oh, you're on the Master Cleanse?
Have you ever heard of the Master
Cleanse?
Yes,
I've done the Master Cleanse.
No, I'm not on the Master Cleanse. That's the pepper, right? The pepper and the lemon.
Yeah, the cayenne pepper.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
What
I did that one
day. What
cleanse
are you on?
The Quantum Wellness Cleanse.
Talk about this.
That is not, of course, everyone's like, well, you look really great. You're losing weight. I didn't do it for weight loss. Mm-hmm. That's just a side effect. I did it to heal after the holidays. You know, we torture our body, or mm-hmm. I do at least, drinking and eating and parties and stuff. So you took the month, well, actually it's 21 days of no dairy, no sugar, no caffeine, no tobacco, no animal products, no wheat, no gluten. No fun.
So carrots and celery.
Well, it's actually a lot
spinach.
More. It's gluten-free vegan, basically. And I feel amazing. It's like beans and whole grains and rices and quinoa.
That's all quinoa? And
yeah, that's a whole grain.
I'm all quinoa.
You know quinoa. She the girl. She performing down the street, Miss Quinoa. Anyhow, yeah, and I feel amazing. And
I know Miss Quinoa Jones.
You know Miss Quinoa Jackson.
Oh, yes, that's what I was going to say.
Anyhow, it's crazy, and you're supposed to not numb any of your feelings with food or alcohol and feel them as they arise, and I feel amazing. And side effect, lost some weight.
So tell me about, like, how is it affecting you personally and emotionally and
first couple spiritually. Days, it literally does detox your body. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to be gross, but you would not believe the stuff that was coming out of my body,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was breaking out. And then after about a week, boom, just my mental health is amazing. My physical health, I sleep great. Nothing gets on my nerves. Nothing bothers me. Except I do want alcohol.
Yeah.
I miss my little wine every once in a while. Okay. Well, every once in a while. I miss my wine a lot. And, you know, doing comedy, you're in comedy clubs and someone's
always...
You want a drink. And, you know, well, you want to loosen yourself up before you go up on stage. But the past couple...
You need social lubrication.
You need social lubrication.
Exactly.
But the past couple shows that I've done Stone Cold Sober and still was funny, Dina.
Oh, good.
Look at me.
I'm so happy to hear
I
that.
I know. But the cleanse is over at midnight tonight.
Is it? And
yeah,
you
tonight's
are,
my
21st. Are you gonna hardcore
day.
Break it?
Actually,
or
no. I don't want to be crazy again. I mean, I'm loving the way I feel. I'm loving what I'm eating. It just feels healthy when you eat healthy.
Yeah.
And I've gotten some great recipes, and I love it.
Right on.
I do.
Well
Look
done,
at me.
You.
I'm granola now.
You are so granola. Yeah, see, I've been doing the Taco Bell diet.
Yeah, well, you can have some Taco
but
Bell.
But apparently, I'm doing it wrong, though.
You can't have anything fried like the chalupa.
Oh.
But you can go for the beans, because I believe Taco Bell has vegetarian.
Veggie beans?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
They're not fried
yeah,
in lard.
Yeah, you know what? They did. They That's right, because I used to work for another company and... in Texas called Taco Bueno back when I was a little kid.
He was like, hello, thank you for calling Taco Bueno. What can I get for y'all?
Exactly. Can I get that bean burrito without the chili sauce on it? Now, I just want to let you know, if that chili sauce ain't on there, it's still not vegetarian.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been eating it all this time. Well, somebody should tote you.
Listen, we fry that first. You got to get your
lard
real good and hot.
But let me tell you about Taco Bueno. That shit is the seriousness.
You love it. Every time you go to
every
Texas,
time I go to Texas,
you Facebook 5 hours away from Taco Bueno.
5 hours away from Taco Bueno. I have eaten at Taco Bueno 42 times in 2 days.
No, wait, it's in Dallas or it's all over Texas?
It's all over Texas. And it might be outside of Texas, but I love it.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to try
and I don't even know
Taco
why.
Bueno.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a Taco Bell girl, like hardcore. That's where I eat most of the time.
Really? What do you get at Taco Bell?
I'm a fatty.
That's all right.
I normally get two bean burritos, no onions, no red sauce, extra sour cream.
Okay. That's not bad. Do they put cheese on it?
You know they do.
Oh, Lord. I can't have dairy either. I forgot to say that.
Sour cream.
I love sour cream. I love dairy, but I don't
love
have
dairy.
It now.
I love dairy. I love carbs.
You can have carbs, but just good carbs.
I don't know what good carbs are.
You know, like broccoli. That's a good carb. Asparagus. That's
now,
a good carb.
See, and I was doing so well back in the strawberries are good carbs. Carrots are good carbs.
Carrots are a good carb, although they're a little higher on the glycemic index. I'm learning.
Like, you are
girl.
Funny to me right now.
I'm
love
learning,
it.
Girl.
So the other day when I saw you at the Grove, and I want to take a poll of all the girls, especially genetic girls. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious about y'all, Chris.
Because,
you know, I'm becoming a woman and, you know, I still have things that, you know, I need to adjust. So how am I going to spill shit on my shirt every time I go to eat?
You spilled something on your watch today.
Shut up.
You did.
I was like, I dipped my watch in beans somehow. I'm like, seriously? How does this happen? So, and it wasn't even on my boobs. It was like on my Yeah, lower. No, not on my
middle C.
Not on my not
on
my
middle
C. Not on my middle C. But it was like, and the shitty thing about it was, I was eating a linguine pesto. And that oil, where'd it go? Right on my shirt. Right for everybody to see.
Oh, my
and
God.
And it's green and...
You should be brother and sister. Everything I eat ends up on my shirt as well.
Happen?
You ask anybody, they laugh.
I was
they
trying laugh. To eat so nicely, you know, being all girly.
We need bibs. We need drag bibs.
I know, right? Rhinestoned bibs.
We need drag and tranny bibs.
We've got. So anybody want to make us a drag and tranny bib? We will.
We can have a website, Dragon Tranny Bibs. How may I direct your call? Yeah, we have a lobster house, and I need a Dragon Tranny Bib for a lobster. We got one.
We've got four.
We've got four.
Do you want the pink rhinestones, or do you want the sapphire rhinestones?
Or do you want the red, because it is a lobster after all. Dragon Tranny Bibs. Where do we come up with this stuff?
I don't know.
It's fabulous.
So I'm really excited about all your stuff coming up. I
know, I'm excited about it too. I'm excited about the guests that we had today. What a nice,
I know.
Like, well-rounded show. Cortez, he's adorable.
He's Cortez. So precious.
Yes.
And look at that voice. Like his speaking voice.
I know. I'm upset I can't sing because I love my speaking voice. And I'm like, well, he can sing, but his speaking voice probably ain't that good. And then he's like, well, hello there. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
He like Luther Vandross. He like Luther. Beautiful. His speaking voice is like velvet.
It is like velvet.
It was beautiful. It was like crushed velvet.
Like the lining.
It was
like a crushed. It's like the lining of my middle seat.
Oh my Lord. The lining of the middle sea stands for crushed velvet. Thank you.
It only gets crushed once a month.
And he's talking about his penis had a line up with the middle sea. You know where my head went. Like, and then we looked at him and he turned bright red.
It's
he was
so
like,
cute.
Oh my God.
I know. I think sometimes the people that come into the studio, they just don't know what they're getting.
Well, I guess so, because his first question was, now we have to be careful what we say, right? Hell no. You were like, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
I
was like, uh-oh, here it comes.
I'm rubbing all the makeup off my face. So,
well, don't do that.
I know. Well, I mean, it's not like I'm on TV anymore.
Well
today. Yet. Anymore.
I'm not on TV today yet. Coming up soon, not in the near distant future.
That you have heard about because I can't talk about it because this is Hollywood.
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 It's Hollywood.
I know. So, guys, if anybody wants to call in, have any questions for the Teddy.
The Teddy. Look at that.
You know.
The
you
Teddy.
Can call 818-602-4929.
And let's find out.
We've
let's
got
see.
Like a few more minutes. We can take one call, maybe two.
Come on, people call in and we'll answer any one of your questions. Or maybe you could donate something to Haiti.
Or maybe you could become a team sponsor for Amazing Chase Catalina. For $250, you can sponsor a team.
Really? That's not that bad.
That's just the team sponsor. Like if you're wanting to support one of your teams, $250, that goes to sponsor a team. And that sponsor, the part of the sponsorship goes to.
So are you organizing this?
It is Dig Into It Entertainment Media and Events.
Wow.
Which is.
A D-I-G.
Yes.
Little N. Letter
no,
number two.
It's D, little I, big G, big N.
Number
two. Two, little I, big T. Oh,
that's a lot of big littles.
I know. That's why I just type it.
I just type in Biggie Small.
Dig Into It. And it's Greg and I's media entertainment. And,
what
and,
a fantastic.
Event
that,
company.
That's
so
fantastic.
It's really exciting. So, and I'm really looking forward to the New York thing. We've got so much. It's going to be amazing.
The Amazing Chase.
The Amazing Chase Catalina. Right.
That's
Catalina. March 4th.
Right. Which and, I thought was a chubby chaser event, but it's not.
It's not.
Oh, damn it.
Not today.
And then New York is you're doing the Dina and Greg show there.
We're doing a show.
Live?
We're doing a stage show. Like, we're going to do a live show in New York.
And it's going to be on the radio?
No, it's not.
So let's hear about this show then.
But it's in the works, and we'll be able to tell you a little bit more later.
Working
but,
it out.
But I'm just telling you because
it's coming. This
New
is coming
York City, honey. New York City. So we're really excited
it's
about that.
Dina and Greg coming attractions.
You know we use.
Oh, no, right. Did you see Avatar?
So, yes.
Did you talk about it on the show yet?
I think we did.
Then we won't talk about it again. So let's
but it was
talk
amazing.
About this. Did you Avatar yourself on?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Should I?
No.
No? Is
well,
it bad?
It's not. I'm saying no because you can't do it anymore. It was a limited type thing. McDonald's sponsored it.
Oh, like the Simpsonize like, yourself.
Yeah, but you become an avatar. Well, I did it and I deleted it right away. You never seen a fat avatar. I am telling you, it was not pretty. I looked at it. I was like, delete. I don't want anybody to see this because everyone did it and they looked so cool, you know. And because you could be a guy or a girl. So I did the guy, and it didn't look good. It was like chunky avatar, avatub is what I called it. I said, well, let me try it as the girl. Uh-huh. No, hell no. So I ain't got no. I didn't avatarize. I didn't avatarize myself.
As a girl.
Well, have you ever tried it as a girl?
I've tried it as a girl. Should I avatared myself? No, but I did see Legion.
What do you think?
Oh,
really?
I wanted so much out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
And?
I didn't get
nothing.
It.
That's okay.
The guy was hot. The guy in there was hot. Hot.
Yeah, he is hot. I look at the
hot.
The billboards on the bus station.
Yeah,
with
hot.
His big old angel wings.
Mm-hmm. And the tattoos. I love a man with tattoos.
I love tattoos. Well, let me tell you something about a man with tattoos. Not that I don't love it either, but I think to the future, Tina. Mm-hmm. When that man that you've been with for your whole life, waking up next to him every day,
okay,
they're going to be old, saggy tattoos. But
I just want to tell you, I've got tattoos.
Well, you're not, because you're going to always be firm and supple.
I am.
Because you just come in. So
I had that shit sucked out.
Your puberty's coming right now.
I'm just getting puberty. Oh, my God. So I was really disappointed with it, and it made me sad that I was disappointed with it, because I expected a lot. And who was in it?
Who?
Dennis Quaid. Uh-huh. Who Alec Mop and I were talking about this because he worked with Dennis Quaid on Playing by Heart. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how gorgeous he is
still?
Like in person. I still think he's very handsome. Like, he's older. You can tell it. I like an older guy. Mm-hmm. I don't like the little Twinkie, you know. And he still is very handsome.
I think he was so... I think he was at his sexiest in Postcards from the Edge.
I don't know.
Did you see that?
Playing by Heart. Did you see that?
No, I didn't
see
it.
He was very, very sexy in it.
Because I think he's a sexy man.
And that's a brilliant movie. So, to plug up a couple of shows on the station, very excited about working with them. I co-hosted the Tony Sweet Show on Friday. You can look at that on LA Talk Radio. Go to his page and you can download that from Friday. Tony Sweet Show airs at 6 o'clock on Fridays.
On Friday.
For 2 hours. He's got amazing guests. He's really fun. We've also got just before hours on Channel 1. There's the Terry. Why am I blanking out right now?
Mama, you need to have
I know. My
down.
Headache. My head hurts.
Terry who?
Terry. Just
say the Terry show. Terry Cloth.
Why you talking about Terry Cloth? Terry, Jesus Christ.
No, it ain't him. He got a show later. His show's on Sundays, Jesus.
Jesus is on that day. It is. I feel so bad now. I feel like a total horrible
bitch. Okay. Let's just roll with it. What's his name?
And his name is Terry LeGrand. I knew that. Terry LeGrand. He's very informative, very, very amazing trailblazer for the GLBT community. So you should really listen to that.
We need to listen.
And then, of course, our show every Sunday at
7 2 hours of Dina
two
and
hours
Greg.
Of Dina and Greg.
We love that.
And we've got so many fun guests coming up, and I told you about those. Please visit DinaAndGregShow.com and be our friends on Facebook. Look up Dina and Greg. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DinaAndGreg.
I want to do one of the Dina and Greg.
G-R-E-G-G.
G-R-E-G-G.
And where can we find you guys?
I'm going to say this. Hi, I'm Teddy from the Queers of Comedy, and you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show. Woohoo!
I'm so glad you
That's
just
what
did
I
that.
Wanted to do.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for coming on.
Oh, honey, love it.
And we're really excited.
Awesome. Queersofcomedy.com. We're going to all take it to the top. All
and
of
you
us.
Guys have a great evening, and we'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.